see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information. You won't want to miss a live show. You can call into the studio, 312-642-5600. We're always very, very appreciative and grateful of our wonderful sponsors at Tandem HR. They are our solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, for all of your questions about the Affordable Care Act and compliance with the many, many, many regulations relating to your small business. So, indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and that's why my first guest, Gary Burnison, is such a fantastic addition to the program. Brand new book called Lose the Resume, Land the Job really is very, very timely, because statistics show that by about this point in February, nearly 80% of all New Year's resolutions have been broken. And with finding a new job being one of those top resolutions that people make every year, it's the one that gets broken too often and too soon. So here to talk about some strategies is the author of that book, Gary Burnison. Gary, thank you so much for joining me on Get Down to Business.
Hey, great to be with you.
Absolutely. So let's talk first about your inspiration for the book. Why? I completely agree with the title. But why did you do this? And tell me who inspired you?
Well, you know, I was at Starbucks a few months ago, and a guy in front of me ordered a triple red eye, and he goes to sit down, and he's got out cue cards, and he's got out a portfolio. His foot's tapping up and down, and he's perspiring. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, the guy's got an interview, so I go up to him and I say, so you got an interview? And he said, yeah, you know, I really need this job. You know, my wife just got relocated here, and I've got to have it. And I said, listen, buddy, you've got to relax. I mean, right now, you couldn't make it past security. You know, you're not auditioning for a Broadway show. You're not going to, you know, memorize a script here. You need to be authentic. And so I've seen it, you know, from Fortune 100 board members to people getting out of college that they, you know, they hate their boss, they feel stuck, and they don't know what to do about it.
Absolutely. And your comment of lose the resume, it's funny. It's something that I say time and time and time again in with everybody that I give advice to at Starbucks. I'm surprised we haven't crossed paths over there. But the truth is, it's the same thing that lands somebody a job, that lands a business owner some business. And that's the ability to articulate yourself clearly, demonstrate passion, purpose, and values. And that's exactly what you say in the book. So give us a sneak peek of the book. And of course, we'll make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you. Lose the resume and land the job. Tell us a little bit about some of the tactics that that you recommend.
Well, basically, you know, people do more research buying a washing machine than they do thinking about their career and their next job. And what happens is you automatically, you just can't wait for jury duty, right? You're so bored in your job, you can't wait for jury duty. The commute cannot be long enough. And what you do is you automatically go to the resume. And people think it's 90% of the deal, but in fact, it's only 10%. So you get in front of your computer, get out a piece of paper, 3 hours go by, you're like, is it a verb, is it an adjective, am I Hemingway? You're frustrated, you give up, and you know that post-it note that said I'm going to get a new job comes off the refrigerator door. And you know that's the single biggest mistake that I see people doing, is they just blindly send out resumes. And look, you have to have a resume, but literally it's 10% of the job. It's 10% of what you need to do.
Right. And a resume, there's so many great tools that are out there. A resume will be a resume. Somebody will help you. And I'm pretty confident that our listeners know how to find somebody that can help them with their resume. There won't be typos. It will be formatted properly. But now lose the resume. What's next? How do you make a great impression, not only in the interviews with potential employers, but even with your networking partners, the folks that will help you get to your dream job? But, Gary, it's one thing to plan, and it's another thing to actually get the job. Often job searches take a little bit longer than expected. So what advice do you have to somebody to stay motivated during a prolonged job search?
Well, they do. You really have to have the long game in mind. It's like networking. You know, it's the same thing. You can't do just-in-time networking. But, you said it earlier, it starts with purpose. And many people go to the resume first, and I say, hey, no, first, be reflective. Think about your strengths, your weaknesses, blind spots. Think about what makes you happy, because if you're happy, you're probably motivated, and if you're motivated, you're going to outperform. So start with that. Then think about industries and sectors and cities where you want to live, where you think you can apply your skills to those industries. Identify the companies that you'd like to work for, regardless of whether there's an opening or not, and do the networking, do the 6 degrees of separation thing. And what you want to do is do a great resume, which we've got advice in the book, but you want to accompany that with a warm introduction. You don't want to just send it out cold. If you're sending it out cold, you just go to 7-Eleven and scratch off a lottery ticket.
Absolutely.
So you want that warm introduction into the company.
So, Gary, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're almost saying that resume is an essential that you have in the job search, but really folks should be taking the time to essentially write their own job description, basically outline what the dream job looks like, even going so far as to indicate where that dream job is, going, talking about what type of organization and even the names of the organizations. And then you start networking, and that's really where the action is and where you have to tell your story. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. When we were kids, when we got our first job, what did we do? We probably went down to the grocery store or to the ice cream shop, and we filled out an application. And you see kids still doing it today. And why did that happen? Well, a friend probably said, hey, this is a cool place to work. It's great people, good culture. And why is it, 10, 30, 40, 50 years later, we forget that? And we automatically just go to the resume. Part of this is, thinking about your career. Millennials, for example, are probably going to work for 30 different companies in the course of their career. So be purposeful about it. And network, network, network. Networking is a contact sport, and you know this better than anybody else. But, for me, networking, you always think of this charismatic person, this super salesman selling knives at a state fair, when in fact networking is really all about the other person. And if you have that attitude and you think of it as, a long game, it'll pay off in spades for you.
It sure does. And, Gary, you are the CEO of Korn Ferry, a global organizational consulting firm, and I believe the stat is out there that Korn Ferry, you are, you've worked with over 8 million executives, and you're putting a professional in a new job every 3 minutes. So you certainly know what you're talking about. And this book of Lose the Resume, Land the Job is not your first writing on the topic. Tell us a little bit about where else our listeners can read about your approach and your strategy.
Well, losetheresume.com, Korn Ferry Advanced, the books are on Amazon. And I've written a series of books really around leadership. This was the first one that I think is quite practical for anybody, because I just see people struggling. They're not happy, they hate their boss, and they just go to the resume. And it's, I've received, thousands of resumes, and guess what? I hate to say it, but they don't get opened. I mean, that's, it just does not work that way. And so, you've got to have this long game. And the other thing you've got to think about that people completely ignore is culture. They don't think about who their boss is going to be. They don't think about culture. And in fact, what we found at Korn Ferry is when it comes to learning, which we have found is the number one predictor of executive success. How do you learn? Well, we believe it's 70-20-10. In other words, 10% is from a textbook, but 90% is from your boss, who you're working with, and what your assignments are going to be. And people, and I get it, you focus on the money, you focus on the title. I've been there, I was the first one in my family to go to college. I know that practical reality. But you got to think about whether you're going to be growing and whether you're going to be learning and whether, in fact, it's going to turn you on and you're going to be motivated to wake up without the alarm clock.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, appreciate the advice, and I'd love to have you back on. You certainly have a lot of tips. But one more time, if you don't mind sharing that website for our listeners where they can learn a little bit more about the book.
LoseTheResume.com.
LoseTheResume.com. Gary Burnison, CEO of Korn Ferry. We appreciate you joining us on Get Down to Business and looking forward to continuing the conversation soon. Coming up on Get Down to Business, we are going to be chatting with the Humane Society of Illinois. Lots of great discussions about nonprofit, small business, jobs coming up through the rest of the program. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
Amity Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Lakehook to the junction at 19 on the outbound at 20. Inbound Kennedy, slight delay from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at half an hour from the junction 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 28. Express lanes currently at 10. On the inbound Ike, Thorndale to downtown at 31. On the outbound at 35. Sluggish from Costner to Dispel Lanes. Inbound Stevenson, 35 to LSD at 34. On the outbound at 42. Backed up from Dan Ryan, Pulaski. Inbound Dan Ryan, brake lights from the Stevenson to the circle. 95 to downtown at 22 minutes. Also 22 on the outbound. Inbound, outbound, Bishop Ford, A94 to Dan Ryan at about 19 minutes. Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Road 17. Also 17 on the way back up north. It is currently 45 degrees. Few clouds and breezy. Wind chill 36. Tonight, a low of 31. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
She ran Al Gore's presidential campaign. She served as the chair of the Democratic National Committee. She's considered one of the most influential Democrats in the country. And on Thursday, March 22nd, Donna Brazile will go head-to-head with AM 560's Dan Proft. It's Beyond the Talking Points with Dan Proft and Donna Brazile. They'll discuss, dissect, and debate the big issues dividing our country. Get your tickets at 560theanswer.com/beyond. Sponsored in part by AM Woodland Outdoor Design.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And disclaimer on that subject is that while we talk about business, we love to profile businesses that are interesting, that are unique. We love to talk about, talk with people that are making a difference. Today, I actually, just hours ago, hustled up the Hancock. I ran up 94 flights of stairs. And call me crazy, but it was an incredible, inspirational experience. Not my experience, but really watching the other people around me and hearing them talk. You have a lot of time to listen to people's stories. And met some interesting, fascinating people, all people that raised thousands of dollars for a great organization. And those are exactly the people that we like to talk to. And that's why it's so appropriate that I'm able to bring on Mark Ayers, the state director, Illinois state director for the Humane Society. Mark, welcome to the program, and thanks for all that you do.
Hey, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Absolutely. So Humane Society of the United States does a lot of work. You guys, just from browsing the website, which of course we'll share with our listeners, there's a lot of different advocacy that you're involved in. I mean, most people probably when they think of the Humane Society, they're thinking puppies and kittens that they love to stop by and play with and support and visit. But you guys are doing so much more, and thought it was very appropriate to bring you on to talk a little bit about it. So, Mark, if you were to summarize the Humane Society, how would you do that?
That's a good question. I think I'd summarize it by saying that we're the nation's largest and we're the most effective animal protection organization that's out there in the United States and around the world. We and our affiliates are providing hands-on care and services to more than 100,000 animals each year. And I'd say we're also driving transformational change in the United States and around the world by combating large-scale cruelties such as puppy mills, animal fighting, factory farming, seal slaughter, horse cruelty, captive hunts, and even the wildlife trade. So we're doing a little bit of everything across the board here.
Wow. That's quite the mission and quite the focus. And again, I can't emphasize it enough. Even for me, and I have to say that I'm pretty involved and pretty knowledgeable, but I didn't know about half of those things. So, Mark, I know you spend the bulk of your time in Springfield and focused on Illinois state issues. Tell us a little bit about some of the things. What's a day in the life of Mark Ayers like? What are some of the things that you're working on currently?
It changes day to day, so no day is really the same. I would spend most of my time January through May or June in the spring legislative session. I spend it at the Capitol primarily passing animal-friendly legislation, supporting animal-friendly legislation, but also serving as a counter in case there was bad animal welfare legislation coming up through other groups that we have to stop or try and defeat. And so that's where I spend most of my time. We had a lot of victories last year at the Capitol. We had probably one of the best legislative sessions to date last year.
Mark, I have to interrupt you. That is something that most people would not be able to say. That's something that here in Illinois, everybody's talking about the stalemate and how nothing is getting done. What do you attribute that to, that the Humane Society, and more important than your organization is your mission, what causes that success and that sense of, I guess you call it, bipartisanship or nonpartisanship?
Yeah, I think one of it is our advocates. I think advocates now are better informed, and we've been doing a good job informing advocates on some of the issues that need to be addressed at the Capitol. And then those advocates contact their legislators, and if they don't know who they are, we help them with that. We can tell them who their senator and their rep is. And then it all starts from there. But I think even the legislators have been phenomenal in addressing animal welfare legislation at the Capitol. And it literally takes both parties to do this. We can't do this with just the Democrats. We can't do this with just the Republicans. We work with both parties here. And most of our bills that we had last year, they either passed unanimously in one chamber or the other, or they passed with widespread bipartisan support. And one of those victories, for example, was our elephant bill. And this was Senate Bill 1342 that Senator Linda Holmes had, and it would prohibit elephants in circuses and traveling shows. And we worked with some major zoos, the Chicago Zoological
Society. And if I recall, actress Jane Lynch, too.
That's right. Jane Lynch helped out. She was lobbying the governor to get him to sign the bill when it got to his desk, and it passed the Senate unanimously, which is just amazing. I still get goosebumps talking about it. And it passed the House 91-14, had Republicans and Democrats as sponsors and co-sponsors, but probably was one of the biggest bills that we passed last year, and that took effect January 1st of this year.
Okay, that's amazing, and congratulations on that. So most of our listeners are in the Chicagoland area, and again, while people certainly follow the legislation, they are very focused on what's going on in their backyard, and there was certainly a lot of news regarding a law in the city of Chicago prohibiting sale of puppy mill dogs, and I know recently that went up to the federal appellate court. And Mark, if you don't mind sharing a bit of an update on where things stand with that. I believe the court upheld that law, which certainly is something that I think almost everybody in Chicago hopefully was cheerleading you on for. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, that law was upheld. And so the couple of pet stores actually sued the city, and they took that to court. And it went all the way to the Seventh Circuit of Appeals, and that was actually upheld. We had a good feeling that it would be upheld, and it was. And so it's the law of the land there in Chicago. Cook County actually has a similar law as well. There's 250 local ordinances like that throughout the country that prohibit the sale of dogs, cats, and even sometimes rabbits in pet stores unless they come from shelters, rescues, or your local animal control. And now we add that to the entire state of California, who just recently became the first state in the nation to do that as a whole state. So 250 local ordinances and the whole state of California is doing that. You add that to Chicago, Cook County. There's even some cities like Waukegan, Warrensville in Illinois have a pet store ban. And interestingly enough, there's another bill being circulated right now in Springfield. It's Senate Bill 2280, and that's a bill primarily put forward by Senator Conley, but it's a product of Will and DuPage counties. And so it'll prohibit dogs and cats from being sold in Will and DuPage unless they come from shelters, rescues, or animal control. So this is really an issue that's taken off across the country, but it's taken off here in the state of Illinois as well.
Absolutely. So lots of great legislation being passed and being enforced again. And you and your team are working really, really hard. So in a moment or two, we're going to make sure that folks know how else they could get involved. But I know that on the website, you talk about encouraging how individuals can make an impact. Beyond advocacy on specific legislation, is everybody loves puppies. Folks can encourage their local pet stores to become puppy friendly. And of course, when people are thinking about bringing a furry little friend home, they could find a puppy friendly pet store near them. So let's talk briefly about that. Tell us a little bit about some of the talking points that you would use.
Well, I think it's meaningful because when you're adopting an animal, you're literally saving its life. And when you adopt an animal, you're not only saving that animal's life, but you're opening up space for another animal that's in need. And we took that to heart here in the state of Illinois, specifically, again, with another bill. It was symbolic. It was a House Bill 812 that Representative Jimenez put forward, but it was a state designation that designated shelter pets as the official state pet of Illinois. And so these are dogs and also cats. So any dog or a cat that comes from a rescue or a shelter is kind of the official state pet of Illinois. And I think that sends a strong signal that we take this stuff very seriously here. You go to any of your local shelters or rescues or wherever you are in the state or around the country, you're going to find that they're full of animals that need to be adopted.
Absolutely.
And that's what we really try to strive for. And millions of animals are put down euthanized each year because they can't find a forever home.
Mark, I'm running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners know where they can learn more. Where can they find out more about ways that they can get involved and learn more about the work of the Humane Society?
Everything is up on our website. It's very clear. It's humanesociety.org.
Humanesociety.org. Mark Ayers, Illinois State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be sure to have you back on to follow your progress on this important legislation. Chicago will be right back on Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial.
She ran Al Gore's presidential campaign. She served as the chair of the Democratic National Committee. She's considered one of the most influential Democrats in the country. And on Thursday, March 22nd, Donna Brazile will go head-to-head with AM 560's Dan Proft. It's Beyond the Talking Points with Dan Proft and Donna Brazile. They'll discuss, dissect, and debate the big issues dividing our country. Get your tickets at 560theanswer.com/beyond. Sponsored in part by 1-800-4-LINES, Chicago.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. The gun control debate continues across the country. New Jersey's Democratic Senator Bob Menendez.
And tomorrow, when I head back to Washington, I'm going to challenge all of my colleagues to sign on as co-sponsors.
Menendez speaking at a gun control rally in Livingston, New Jersey. At least three tornadoes as part of the storms hitting the midsection of the country over the weekend. At least five dead because of the rough weather, but none in Ohio, Governor John Kasich.
For a lot of people, they're either in their homes, they return to their homes, and there's been minimal damage to them. So we breathe a sigh of relief.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein losing that state's Democratic Party endorsement for a fifth term in Congress. Kevin DeLeon also failed to garner the party's support, but he polled higher than Feinstein. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
Amadi Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy. O'Hare to downtown at 27, on the outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 30. Express lanes currently at 8. On the inbound Ike, slow from Ashland to the Circle, Thorndale to downtown at 31, on the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson looking good, 55 to LSD at 34, on the outbound at 40. Slow from Dan Ryan to Cicero, inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 21. On the outbound at 16, slight delay from 87 to 95th. Inbound 57, 80 Dan Ryan at 15, on the outbound at 20. Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Monroe at 15. Also going back up north, also 15 minutes. Tri-State southbound, your problem is from the Oasis to the Grand Avenue curve. Nothing to report on the northbound side. It's currently 43 degrees, a low of 31. Tomorrow, high 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Year after every new year, you make the same resolutions for yourself, hoping that one of these times they just might stick. You know, the whole new year, new you thing. You're going to lose weight, quit smoking, eat better, find the love of your life. Well, best of luck to you. How about a resolution that can really happen? One for your business's computer and IT network. It's a goal that can be accomplished and realized instantly with the help of Turnkey IT. 2018 is poised for growth. You can't afford to let your business become sidetracked by poor IT assistance or dated computer hardware or software. Remember, in the changing world of IT, what you upgraded a few years ago may not cut it in the new year. One of the biggest parts of your business infrastructure is your IT network. And if that's not right, the impact can cost you a lot of money. Make your resolution today. Be ready to handle the growth expected in 2018 with your business backbone supported by Turnkey IT.
Leave the technical stuff to the pros so you can focus on the important things. Visit turnkey.pro today. Turnkey.pro.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped. but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
So I've been following the progress of my next guest, Adam Sobel, the founder and CEO of CareBand, for a while. And while we're not on TV, and I had to remind him of that here in studio, he brought some of the samples here. CareBand actually, we'll talk about it, but the product actually, I believe, came in just 2 months ago. And they are here in studio. So joining the conversation, Adam Sobel, again, founder and CEO of CareBand. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So what is CareBand?
Good question. So CareBand is a wearable technology startup for seniors living with dementia. About 5.3 million seniors live with dementia in the U.S. and about 50 million around the world. And over 60% of them have the tendency to wander, to get lost.
So what's the difference between CareBand and those annoying old commercials that we've seen for, something that sounds, it rhymes with Schmeissamert. Their commercials seem to have not been updated in a long time. What's the difference between your product and theirs?
Sure. So technology for seniors hasn't changed for the last 30 years. With the baby boomers and with the new incoming seniors, there really is a need right now to develop technology to help this population. Life Alert and other technologies out there really rely on old technology. They use GPS or they use RFID technology. We've brought in new sensors, new Internet of Things communication technologies, and really our value proposition is that we provide real-time indoor and outdoor location without using Wi-Fi or cellular communication.
So the devices look really, really cool, and I know that you've been out exhibiting at a number of different conferences and forming a lot of different partnerships to get this product out to the market. So first of all, what's your time frame on when folks will start to see this product in action?
Sure. So right now we are piloting the technology at one assisted living facility, one nursing home, and one community-based pilot. Our first nursing home got started at Avanti Rehab and Nursing down in Niles, Illinois, and it's been a great pilot so far. We have about 15 patients wearing it and learning a lot about the technology and about it functioning in the real world.
That's fantastic. So over the next few years, what are your goals? 5 years from now, how many CareBands do we expect to have out there?
So we hope to help as many people as we can. We hear all the time that this problem is really affecting people's lives, families, caregivers. And we really want to help as many people as we can with this. Ideally, everybody who has dementia and who wanders could benefit from this.
And it sounds like partnerships are the way forward for you in really bringing this out to market. Tell us a little bit about sort of your ideal partner. And you mentioned senior facilities, assisted living, independent living, and skilled nursing facilities. Who are you looking to meet these days?
Sure. So our focus really is on the assisted living and nursing home space. We see this as the greatest potential to start with, and then hopefully partnering with home care agencies to get to the people at home.
That's fantastic. So tell me about your background, Adam, and why you decided to launch this product, which I truly believe will be a game changer in this space. You mentioned that the products have not changed in 30 years. I agree with you.
So I'm from a family of doctors. Everybody in my family is a doctor except for me. I'm the weird technology out of the mix. So about 3.5 years ago, Apple created this new technology that was called iBeacon technology. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I was talking to my dad, and he's a geriatrician in Ohio, and he manages around 10,000 seniors in Ohio. He said, you know, if you could help seniors living with dementia who wander, you could help a lot of people. And
wow.
I had started two other software companies, so I knew how to build a website or an app before. So building this hardware product was a new game. But from talking to as many people as I could, everybody could relate to this problem of dementia and wandering.
Absolutely. So family members likely will be very encouraged to know that there's a new technology that's out there because, as you mentioned, for folks with dementia, do you have the statistics of how many folks have dementia out there?
So right now in the U.S., it's about 5.3 million seniors, and then the world, it's around 45 million.
So clearly a huge, huge problem. Family members, they're concerned. You know, it's hard to care for a loved one. And it's even harder when you have distance, when there's literally a geographic distance between you and a loved one, to know that that mom, dad, grandma, grandpa are actually being cared for and actually are where they're supposed to be. So kudos to you for making an impact. So how can our listeners find out more to learn about the product and sort of follow the progress?
So you can go to carebandremembers.com. You can subscribe to our mailing list, as well as we're active on Twitter and Facebook. So please reach out and share your stories. If you've experienced this problem or if you know someone who's been in this situation, please reach out to us.
And you have an interesting video that's out there that, of course, I would encourage our listeners to find, where they can sort of see this in action. I'm sure that on your Facebook and Twitter feeds, you've got the pictures of the actual product. So even though we are on radio and people cannot see what I'm seeing here in studio, they can take a peek and they could actually get a sense of what this looks like and why it's so different than anything else that is out there. Adam, before we move on, are there any places, any conferences lined up that you're expected to be at over the coming months?
So in 2 weeks, we're headed to Leading Age out in D.C., and then we're going to AMDA out in Texas, I think.
You just follow your flight schedule and you go where you need to be. But where you are going is so important because it's enabling you to get the word out about this important product. And again, lots of ways that our listeners can get involved. So I encourage you one more time. What is that website?
Carebandremembers.com.
Carebandremembers.com. Adam Sobel, founder and CEO of Careband. We appreciate you joining us on the program. Coming up, we're going to be talking about an important subject. Commander Paul Bauer, Joe Ahern of the 100 Club of Chicago will be joining me as my guest next.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
In the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 19 minutes, also 19 on the way back out. Inbound Kennedy, brake lights from the extension into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 27 from the junction 15. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at half an hour. Express lanes currently at 8 on the inbound Ixel from Ashton to the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31 on the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson, heavy from the Tri-State to Willow Springs. 35 to LSD at 36 on the outbound at 40. Slow from Dan Ryan to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, brake lights from Cermak to Circle. 95 to downtown at 21 on the outbound at 16. Inbound Bishop Ford, 894 to Dan Ryan at 15 on the outbound at 16. Inbound 57, 80 Dan Ryan at 15 on the outbound at 21. It's currently 43 degrees, a low of 31. Tomorrow, a high of 52 and a low of 37. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
My name is Sophia, and my mom is one of the 220,000 in Illinois living with Alzheimer's. I'm constantly thinking about her, and when I heard 60% of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's will wander at some point, I was worried. Silver Search is a new tool in Illinois to help locate those missing with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Go to SilverSearchIllinois.org to learn more on how Illinois is working to protect its citizens and learn how you can help.
Sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association.
So I'm thrilled to be joined for our next segment by Joe Ahern, the CEO of the 100 Club of Chicago. Extremely timely because all of Chicago, all of Cook County, all of the country and all of the world, we are still mourning the loss, tragic loss of Commander Paul Bauer a few weeks ago. So, Joe, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the program to talk a little bit about the important work that the 100 Club of Chicago doing in response to the death of Commander Bauer, and long before and long after this tragedy as well.
Yeah, thank you, Shalom. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, it was just 8 days ago that we laid Paul to rest, and I think it was a defining moment for all of our city and our police officers, the outpouring, because of what this man meant. He really defined giving back to the community. He was 30 years as a police officer. He was the commander of the mounted unit and then went to the 18th district. And everyone you've spoken to, that I've spoken to, had high praise for him and how he contributed to making our community a better place. And he is a wonderful police officer, but also a great dad, a great husband.
Absolutely. And he left behind a wife and a daughter, I believe.
Yes, Aaron and his wife, Aaron, and Grace, his 13-year-old daughter. And earlier today, there was a police mass at the FOP Hall, and it was just heavily attended to pay respects to him. Superintendent Eddie Johnson had such kind words to say about him. And really, he spoke about having a meeting with all of his command staff and saying what an example Commander Bauer was to all of us, whether you're a police officer or just, in your own family, how Commander Bauer really led such a purposeful life in helping others, and how we could all hopefully aspire to be like Paul.
So, Joe, when you heard the news, tell us a little bit about your and the entire 100 Club of Chicago family's response. Tell us a little bit about the sequence of events that immediately went into place, and how you plan to continue to take care of Commander Bauer's loved ones.
Well, thank you. I happen to know Commander Bauer and worked with him through the mounted unit, because they attend so many of the special services that the police and funerals and special events. And so I got to know Paul very well. We heard about it on the 13th, and that he had been shot over at the Thompson Center. I rushed over there to, and of course it was such a chaotic event, then went in and sadly met with the superintendent and his wife and daughter, and that started the the sequence of events for the next week. The 100 Club is there to provide financial support to the family, and then also when Grace comes of age, we'll be able to provide a college education for her. Sadly, with Commander Bauer's death, that adds to our 100 Club family list. It's 265 police officers and firefighters just in Cook and Lake County who have paid the ultimate sacrifice over the last 51 years.
And this is what you do, stepping up at times of tragedy, and you mentioned the number 265, and every single one of those is indeed a incredible tragedy for all of us. So, Joe, I want to make sure briefly in our moments remaining that our listeners know how they can get involved and know how they can contribute and get involved. You are the CEO of the 100 Club, and there are a lot of great events, fundraisers, and even some fun opportunities that people can engage in. So if you don't mind, touch on that and tell us a little bit about it.
No, of course. Well, they can go to our website, 100club 100ClubChicago.org. That's the numerical number, 100ClubChicago.org. And follow the prompts, and we'd love it if they would consider making a donation or becoming a member. And we have roughly about 100 events throughout the course of the year, and they're big and small. We just finished up the Chicago Auto Show, where we had over 500 people attend that had bought tickets on behalf of the 100 Club. And we have a big dinner that will be coming up in October 4th, that will be a benefit that we will have. And throughout the course of the year, we have many, many events. But the 100 Club, we're able to provide these the benefits to the families only through donations and through corporations and foundations and people that have a heart for our police officers and firefighters. If just in Cook and Lake County, there's approximately 45,000 first responders when you count all the municipalities, police, fire, sheriffs, state and local federal law enforcement. And when one is tragically dies in the line of duty, we're there. We're basically the first responders to the first responder, and to help them with financial help, counseling, and probate legal services. But most, even more importantly, is the college education. And we have 21 sons and daughters in college right now. Sadly, we have 65 more that will come of age in the future that will be able to provide college education. And thank God we have 21 colleges and universities that provide two full scholarships each for those children that want to go to those colleges.
Joe, we're going to have to leave it there. But I and all of our listeners appreciate everything that you do. Donate generously, 100clubchicago.org. Joe Hearn, CEO of the 100 Club, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much.
This Monday, CBS presents A Divine New Comedy.
I've decided to live my life 100% by the Bible to get ready for fatherhood.
You read me one word from that Bible, Chip, and I will smack you with it.
Chip is following the good book, for better or worse.
Are we still going to have fun?
It's going to be the same marriage that we've always had. Oh, except if you get too crabby, I'm supposed to go live in the desert.
Living Biblically, series premiere, CBS Monday. After new episodes of Kevin Can Wait, Man with a Plan, and Superior Donuts.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code Chicago, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Hey, it's Jason Benetti for ready.illinois.gov with a message for the thousands of Illinoisans with functional needs. Needless to say, everyone needs to have an emergency disaster plan and disaster kit, but that plan and kit may look a lot different for those with functional needs. Learn how to make a plan and a kit that best serves your needs and the needs of your family and even your pets. At ready.illinois.gov, there's tips for caregivers and seniors too. Make a plan and make a kit. Find out how at ready.illinois.gov. That's ready.illinois.gov.
Sponsored by IEMA.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Always very, very much appreciate our sponsors at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So for the past few weeks on our business tip of the week, which, by the way, can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer, I've been talking a lot about ways to professionalize your image, specifically through phone calls. And phone calls are often forgotten in this age of social media and emails. And by the way, I am an absolute example of this. It's hard to pick up the phone. That said, when people do call me, I do return every single phone call. And there are some ways that when you do have a phone conversation or when you have a phone meeting, you can come across as professional as possible. So today I wanted to talk about how to best answer your business phone. So the word greet is defined as give a polite word or sign of welcome. And that's exactly what you want to accomplish when you answer your phone. You want to create an experience that equals how you greet visitors in person, aligns with your company's brand. So of all the words you choose to include when you answer the phone, the most important is your name. When you answer the phone, you're creating a handshake with your customers and prospects. If they do not clearly hear and understand your name, then you diminish your ability to build a relationship. A fabulous phone greeting has been edited several times. So have you ever been uncomfortable calling a hotel or restaurant or spa because the person answering the phone tells you a lot of things very quickly without taking a breath? That's because no one has considered editing the greeting. Is it absolutely necessary to say good morning or good evening? I don't think so. Is it essential to use both a first and last name? No. You do want to use a first name, the company name, and then a statement that lets the caller know that you could be of service. My favorite is, how can I help you? But you could also say, welcome to ABC Company, or what can I do for you today? Whatever you decide, make sure it fits your brand and indicates your desire to be of service. You can even be a bit cheeky if you want. For example, you could say, an ad agency could say, what can we write for you today? And if at all possible, don't rush to answer the phone. What I mean is, no matter when the phone rings, it's going to interrupt you. You aren't sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. You're working. When you grab the phone and answer quickly, you'll still have the sound of being interrupted in your voice, and you'll throw it at the caller. I know we've all experienced this and have been left with the feeling that we called at the wrong time, or worse, that the company we called isn't actually interested in speaking with us. When the phone rings, stop what you're doing and remember that you want to create a great first impression. The answer on the second ring or ring between the second and third ring. Smile. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it works every time. When you smile, you use facial muscles, that's a tongue twister, that change the sounds of your voice. You can be having the worst day ever, but if you smile when you answer the phone, your clients and prospects will never know. And finally, verify the caller's name as soon as possible. By using their name, you've extended the hand in greeting, and so you want to make sure you complete the introduction. Because you've used your name, the majority of callers will automatically provide their name as well. But if they don't, you could say something like, who am I speaking with? Or I didn't catch your name. Or what's your name? And when you have the caller's name, use it. You can do this during the call when you ask a question or provide information as you're ending the call. Remember, names are important to us, and sharing them is a sign that you're building a relationship. So what would you add to that list? Please contact me through my website at shalomkline.com and let me know. There's a contact form on the website. Would love to hear your thoughts on the program in general and certainly my tips this week, and would love to hear how you are using your phone skills. And tell me some of your best examples of a successful phone meeting or a phone call, and perhaps the worst examples too, if you're not ashamed to do that. And there's no reason to be ashamed as long as you're improving every single time. That's what it's all about. We learn from each other, and indeed that's what this program is all about, is introducing you to interesting people, and I hope that's what we did here today. What a fantastic lineup, talking about jobs, talking about great organizations, talking about interesting new medical technology, and certainly talking about current events. And next week, we've got a fantastic lineup of guests that you will not want to miss. You could get a sneak peek by going on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from today's program. And remember, get in touch with our sponsors, Tandem HR. Visit their brand new website at tandemhr.com. They've got a great blog, everything relating to the Affordable Care Act and beyond. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. Have a great week.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,